Now we have, first of all here, from verse 2 through 6, the angel at the altar with a censer of incense. Now let me read verse 2 of the 8th chapter of Revelation. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and there was given to them seven war trumpets, or just seven trumpets. These seven angels are introduced as a special group. I believe Gabriel is in that group because we're told that he stood before God. That's what he told Zacharias when he announced the birth of John the Baptist. He says, I'm Gabriel that stands before God. So he apparently is one of them here. And the seraphim back in Isaiah, they're before the throne of God also. But these seven angels are seemingly a different order than the seraphim. And the reason is their mission and service is altogether different. Now, seven trumpets have a special meaning for Israel. And I don't want you to miss this. I consider this all important. And here is where it's essential to have a knowledge of the Old Testament. And here it is in the book of Numbers. In the book of Numbers, you will find that Moses was given by God instructions for the making of two silver trumpets. And two was the number of witnesses. The Lord said on several occasions that in the mouth of two witnesses. Now, these two trumpets were used on the wilderness march in a twofold manner. They were used first for the calling of the assembly. And then when the children of Israel started out on the wilderness march, why, they were used to get them moving. And we'll see that in just a moment. Let me read to you Numbers 10, verse 2. Make thee two trumpets of silver of a whole piece, shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when Israel entered the land, the trumpets were used in a twofold purpose again, but not the same purposes. And let me read this. And I'm reading now Numbers 10, verse 9, and then verse 10. I'm reading. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days and the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. Now, they were used in another way. In the fourth verse of the 10th chapter of Numbers, we are told that when a single trumpet was blown on the wilderness march, it meant that the princes were to assemble themselves together. Now, verse 4, and if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. Well, you notice that this trumpet here is, to my judgment, that which corresponds to the last trump that Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. But this was the bringing together of a certain group out of Israel that were to come together. And this is the trump that is mentioned by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, 51, and 52. When he says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, unfortunately, there are some that assume today that the last trump of 1 Corinthians 15 is the seventh trumpet of Revelation. Well, it's no relation at all. When Paul mentions him in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Now, actually, you have here the voice of the Lord Jesus, his shout, and the voice of the archangel means his voice is like that of an archangel. We have that in our little book on the next happening in the program of God. And the trump of God is still his voice. His voice will sound like a trumpet. And that's scriptural. In fact, that's in Revelation 1:10. We saw that. John says that he heard a voice like the sound of a trumpet, and he turned to see. Who did he see? The glorified Christ. Well, the glorified Christ is going to call his own out. And I think that when Paul speaks of the last trump here, the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised, that's the call of the Lord Jesus. It's the last call that he makes to the church, and it's called, therefore, the last trump. But the type of it is this calling out of the children of Israel, the princes. One trump is blown, and it has no relation to the movement of the children of Israel on the wilderness march. Now, here is something that is especially significant, and will you note it? The trumpet sounded an alarm which moved Israel on the wilderness march, and an alarm was sounded to move each division. In other words, the tribes were divided into four groups of three tribes each on the four sides of the tabernacle. And there were three separate families of Levi that carried the different articles of furniture of the tabernacle, Kohath, Gershon, and Merari. Now, four and three make seven. And there was a blowing of the trumpet to move Israel out. When the first trumpet was blown, why, the ark moved out, and the Kohathites were carrying it. And then the tribe of Judah moves out, and the two tribes under the banner of Judah, and then so on until they get them all on the march. You see, everything was done orderly in that camp. Every man knew his place. Every man stayed in his station, and there was no disorder in the camp of Israel whatsoever. And that's the reason Paul says, let everything be done decently and in order in the church. I wish the church was as orderly as Israel was on the wilderness march. Now, it took seven trumpets to move them out. There is a positive benefit of these trumpets. The seven trumpets of Revelation will have the positive effect of moving Israel into the land. And I believe that it will take these seven trumpets here to get all of Israel back into that land. That's another reason I don't believe the present return is a fulfillment of prophecy at all. This will be fulfilled in the great tribulation period, blowing of the seven trumpets as they were on the wilderness march. Now, after the seventh trumpet, Israel is identified for us in chapter 12 as the special object of God's protection, you see. So that what we have here that's essential is an understanding of the trumpets, and it'll prevent us from identifying the last trump of the church with the seventh trumpet of Revelation. And the trumpets of Israel were used at the Battle of Jericho. So the walls of this world's opposition to God will crumble and fall during the great tribulation. And when the Lord Jesus comes, he'll put down the last vestige of rebellion against him and against God and establish his kingdom here upon this earth. This is a book, friends, of triumph and of victory for our God. And at the end, it has the Hallelujah chorus, and maybe you and I can sing it when we get there.